Okay. All right. Good morning. We are in Siman Chav Tes, the beginning of Hilchos Treifos. Shmona Minei Treifos. All right. The Shulchan Aruch starts Shmona Minei Treifos saying, "V'simanam Dan Chenek Nefesh," which are Drusa, Nekuva, Chasera, Natula, Krua, Nefula, Psuka, Shvua. This is a mnemonic device. Now, number one, all the Acharonim deal with is the Mishnah says, Yudches 18. So how does it get down to 8? So look on the Acharonim, they have different cheshbonos about how different ones mentioned in the Mishnah is really nichlal, and these are the 8 klalim that are halacha moshe Sinai, that these 8 things are treif. So what's called a trefa. Now a trefa is, we'll see as we go through, things will pop up again in general, a bit of a dumbos here, is it's not going to live past 12 months. That's the din. It says that these things are known not to live past 12 months, and therefore it's called a trefa. So let's start explaining, and we'll discuss more. Drusa is when an animal, you know what, I'll start with a small hakdama, is that, I mean, they say the Chazal were experts in anatomy because of what they learned in Hilchos Treifos. The emphasis is that, and the other, because, you know, but there is a question in the Acharonim about whether, in the Rishonim, about whether you can learn Hilchos Treifos from a behemoth to an Adam. Nafka Mina, well, number one is that someone who kills a treifa is not chayv misa in Bezdin. All right, if they can prove that if he's being let out to being let out for for sayif, whatever, and they find, wait, he had a puncture in his lung or he was gonna die, okay, so then they won't kill him. Other nafka mina is for iguna. If someone, let's say someone sees he has one of these treifas, and the guy runs away, and then he had to run away, and they didn't see what happened. So then the shaila is there: that can you matter the iguna or not? Shaila's, I think, sent to Rav Moshe. The shaila about, we'll see in a few minutes. He has a very interesting tshuva about treifas nageya to, whether someone is, is terminal. Is that called trefer or not? And different cheshbonos.
So by the Aguna, they would wait a year and then she could remarry?
No, not a year. If they had, if, you know, I'm not getting into. No, if he, let's say he was injured, terribly injured, and he didn't see. They didn't see the point of death. Can you say, well, it's a trefer? He's vade. He was vade. Wasn't going to live, or do we say, or do we say, oh, it's different? It's, Yeah, there's a different story. Right, there's a different story. Okay.
Not right away?
No.
So what's the point with the aluminum?
No, I'm saying it's a nafka mina. What's the actual halacha? We have to wait until Ebenezer. It's more and more. I'm just saying where it comes up, the nafka minas will come up. And they apply. Not the.
So you're just simply saying that it's applicable to aguna, but we're not getting
into. We're not getting into the actual details, whether it is. It could be. It's not. Could be. That's where it could be applicable. It's not necessarily applicable, but that's where it could be. Akopanim, the question which everyone asked, which was Treifus, is the time of the Rishonim even, is Ishtanu Motivim. That these things are treifas, but nowadays they live. How they live for years. So what's the din? So you have the famous Chuvas Rashba, who says, well, if the animal lived for 12 months, you must have made a mistake. Either it wasn't treifa or whatever, because the Chazal said that's the emes and that's it. And the emes is that So there's a very interesting tshuva of Moshe, who learns the Rambam differently. The Pashas of the Rambam is different because the Rambam says that even though it's the shtanu ativim, doesn't make a difference. Even we know nowadays is this thing is mamis now, And you know, this type of thing is some type of disease or something which kills that, which is terminal. We don't ain lahoisif based on the Gemara, ain lahoisif al treifus. We don't add on to the treifus. Or Mitzad Sheni, we know there's refuahs for things. He said it doesn't make a difference that, it does not make a difference because in the Chamash Manu Chachamim, we only have that which the Chachamim listed. Risha in the Chuchosh Mishpat, Beis, Simon Beis, Chelik Beis, Simon Ayin Gimel, what is it? Oistala has a really nice Hezber over here. He says that the Mashma from the Rambam that he explains that the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of treifus was that these eight treifus are treif. It's a din halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. These eight treifus are treif, and the Chachamim had a koach to explain them in the time of the Gemara or whatever. But it doesn't make a difference what later refuahs hold. It's Mashma also the Rambam. The Rambam was a doctor and he was an expert in all types of stuff. And Afal Pikin, he said, doesn't make a difference. Because these were the din, and these eight things are treif. No matter, it lives for 12 months, this is a treif. Whether we understand it or don't understand it, it's a chok. These are treif. Don't eat them. They're also to eat. Mitzad Sheni, if you find some other terminal illness, and so it depends on if it could be healed or not. It's not a din, this is treif. It depends if it could be healed. Zav of the Moshe, he says, Elosha, Rashi, Rashi, Yihai Achai, Echein Ata Shuba Oilam Ayahis the Gan Eden, Modesh Ish Biksasun Keilu. He says in the Rashi, says, even if it was alive, even in Gan Eden, he's going to be modded to me that there's some of these trephas that don't clearly live. He said, there's no such thing. He said that the Rashi has that he held that he understood not like the Rambam, and he had to be teichik himself to say that it's impossible. He said, but even the Rashi himself would understand that it's a very dochuk teretz. It's a very it's very dochuk. The Rambam, he said he likes the Rambam. Rashi says the Rambam's much more glatt, and that just is very simple. This is it. This is halacha Moshe Sinai. Yeah, it's nothing to do with the Matthias. This is also to eat. Finished. Basar b'cholov. It's like basar b'cholov.
There's no reason.
Don't try to apply reason. There's no reason. That's the pashas from the Rambam. He said there's no reason for it. Now, and it's all true of that. Ravisha also brings you to, we'll see in a bit, about can you learn treifus of behemoth to an adam. So in that point, he says, he brings his man, says, it's treifus. In a few places, Rebbe Tam, who says that we don't learn one from the other because the Adam has mazel. Adam has mazel, siyat d'shmaya. So therefore, you can't. It's pashas as well as the Gemara in Baba Kama. It says by that animal who gores another animal, it has all these dinim. But if it gores a human, so it says Adam yeshla mazel. There's different dinim. So therefore, a person can survive different things because not just telling a refuah, but because of, he has a nisim or shkacha pratis or mazel, whatever it is. So to learn these things out to people is not, you can't learn straight. He's a drusa, he's a this. So it depends. It depends on the time. It depends. If this thing he could live, then he could live. So if someone kills a trefa, so it depends. If the doctors say this guy was with this thing, he's a drusa, you're hit by a lion, I killed him. So too bad. We're gonna kill you because you're a rotzeach. Doesn't depend on that. It depends if he would have lived. So therefore. And Raisha says that's different. We know that the Chazon Ish, he also says it's different, but Mitam, he understood the Rambam differently, that Mitam Refuah, that since he can, not that he has mazel, not like the, I guess, Rabbeinu Tam, there is another day in Tosfos, says we do learn one to the other, but the Chazon Ish says that difference is that there is Refuah, that a person has Refuah, so therefore, he could be a treifa, but there's before for it, things can change. And it's different than Ramosha, who understood this is halacha Moshe Sinai, we don't know. Chazanish was a bit mashma that, yeah, we do understand, the Hilchos Treifas is a little more fluid, and we do learn to Adam, but at least by Adam, there's refuahs that help, then it's fine. I don't know what the Chazon Ish held about refuahs by a behema, and after, you know, maybe as I go along we'll figure something out. But al kolpanim, I thought this is a bit of a dhamma to Treifus that, you know, at least the Marisha really like sets it clear that, okay, you know, there's Lachem Mishmei Sinai, and that's what we're learning, and we'll see about other things. And it's not such a big kasha. So what's drusa? Drusa is that a lion or a zev or whatever takes a big swipe, it attacks the animal, takes a big you know swipe with its claw, with its hand, you know, whatever, and that's called the trefa. The kuva is that that there's different parts which are, if they're punctured, leiv, reyam, the moach, different things like that, a punctured or a trefa. Chasera, that if it's missing, it's missing pieces in the internal anatomy, different pieces, even if it's when it was born that way, or obviously after. The tula is that its mouth is that one lechi atachto, and its jaw is missing, or the kovet, or different parts of the animal. If it's been missing, the animal can't live. Krua is that roba basar chayfas, like that the internal lining of the stomach is torn open, and its, you know, innards are coming out. And the fula is that it took a fall, fell off a hill or whatever it is. Psuka is the chud of shedra was cut, or the spinal cord was cut, or the veshet, the esophagus was cut. And shvura is that most of its bones were broken. It had some sort of accident, whatever it was, and most of the bones are broken, or the skull is broken. So again, dan chenek nefesh, you remember to remember these things. Not lamed. Now we get into the halachos of etzem ha'golah. Let's say the skull is smashed, or broken, or cracked, or whatever it is. So what's the din? So behema ochaya shenisroitzei rov etzem kogolta, that behema ochaya, that the most of the skull is smashed. Bein berov gova, whether it's in the, you know, the by the slope. Bein berov hakefa, or around the head. Trefa alavish krum kayam. Now the krum are what's called the meninges. Which there's two of them. There's the outside thicker one and the inner, like very, very thin one. We'll see in a second with Nafkamina, a little bit later Nafkamina's are. Akhopanim, even if they're whole, we still say that he's a trefa. The reason, the place can say the reason he's a trefa, a bit of a machlokes, but Akhopanim, we're machbe because we're choshesh that the broken skull will puncture into the brain, that either the bones or it can get punctured, whatever it is. Eventually it's gonna puncture into his brain, and therefore into the animal's brain, and therefore it's considered a trefa. Beis nifchasa elteg, it was got mushed. It was v'chosam imena kesela. Let's say it got this would be, that seems to be a little bit dependent. Either it's, we have to go back and see. They have a list. The Shach goes through a whole list in Chavtes, listing all of them, categorizing all of them. I have to look back and see.
It's a weird introduction
to go off the tangent. Well, the Torah says here, because the Torah says the way why he was Masadarit this way. He was Masadarit from the head down through the spinal, down through the spinal cord, and then the internal organs, and then the legs and things. That's what it says. I did it at a Seder, and how I listed it. So this is, you know, this is not a hemshech. It's just starting with the head. So let's say that the nifchasa, let's say part of the skull was got pulverized, whatever. I don't know. Because and it's missing a cella. It's not cracked. It's just missing. There's a hole in it. Cella trefa. In nikva nakavim nakavim sheish behani chisaron in kulam cella. Let's say there's holes all over. It has cella. She was shlish tefach trefa. that's considered a treifa. It's like, for example, I mean, not to bring in weird stuff, but in the, there was a picture that once in a museum, or whatever, funny museum, Ripley's, and they had a picture of some shugana from China from 100 years ago or something, who was a tour guide, and he somehow or other dug out a hole in his skull and stuck a candle there. So that would be chaser. And they have real pictures of him. I don't know. It's, you know. So, Al-Kafarin, yes, that would be chaser. And the guy, you know, the guy actually lived for a long time after, but I guess people are different. I don't know. Al-Kafarin, but an animal like that would be treif. Hagah of Al-Pachus vizeh yeshah hachshir. Less than a seller, you can machshir. Filu v'zman hazeh. Zoluch hashin v'behem l'nekivas krum shamoach. We're not choshesh in this case. We're not choshesh for the nekiva of the krum shavoach, that it's going to puncture the membranes, the meninges. Although the Rekiv Eger says, you know, says that you do need to check. Like, you have to. Is a reisa here? One of the things with treifa is that generally the animal is a cheskas kasheris. But even if such a thing is doesn't really say it's a treifa, but if you see it as an injury. If you see that, and we'll see this, if you see Bechaim, he has some sort of injury, you need to check before you go ahead and eat it, because it could, you know, to check that none of these treifas, you know, applied or happened. Uba ofa mayin gon avza, ubar avza, you have a goose or a duck, a fiel anikiv ha'etzem, even if there's no hole in the actual skull, elakol, shehu alakol shehu treifa. Even if there's a small hole, it's treif because it's not going to live. Ve'ofa yavasha, like a chicken, shenishchas achulda, that a chulda b'shineha, a chulda bit it on the head, barosha. Yeah. So in this case, it's interesting. So in Israel, in Ivrit, like chulda is a rat. A rat, no, chulda is a rat. They refer to modern day Hebrew, a chulda is a rat. And so my kids understand, you say there's a chulda in the house, doesn't mean you have a big rat in your house. Okay. So they're nasty here. So Al-Kafarin, Chasam Sofer has a shaila about what if the big achbar, the ratin, he calls them, bites the head of a chicken, is that considered this din of nishchas shinera? And he says even if it isn't, still you have to check because it could be punctured. Because there's a shaila over here where the nishchas achulda is considered drasa, it's called darsa, because it was attacked by an animal. And drasa, some understand, is an animal attack. There's an understanding that it could be only if it hit with its arm. That's pashtus. But there's a discussion about whether the bite of a chulda is also considered a drusa. But a kopani with a rat, if a rat bit the chicken's head, it's going to be a shiloh of a puncture wound, and therefore it has to be checked anyway, even if it's not treifa. So a kopani in the time of Chazal, the chulda pashtus was a weasel or a ferret or something, because Al talks about that in the Gemara, that a chulda, there is drusa by a chulda, by a chicken. Here, either it's biting, or some say because that it gave it a swat. So it has to be an animal that has arms to give a swat. Rats don't swat, they just bite. So it has to be talking about some sort of... Right, but they don't swat. So they don't swat. So therefore it has to be some sort of animal, small animal, which does swat.
Is there a fear to check for these things before the shechita?
No, after shechita, but it's you check all these things after shechita. You cut the animal open, you check all these things. If you saw that there is a problem, and we'll see.
Meaning, if you grab an animal, you see he's missing his jaw.
Yeah, you figure right. So anyway, Rosha, or shenagva be'etz, or got smashed by wood, or be'evin, whatever, maniach it's bo b'tzar hanekev. Then this is after it's dead. I guess you could do it when it's alive, I don't know. You put your finger by the hole, and know it's bow sham, and you like hold it tight, and you stick your finger in. Oh, machnis yedol sochpia, you stick your finger into its mouth. V'doichik sham, and you push up. You know, bat v'tamoch, if the brain doesn't move, it doesn't rattle or anything like that. V'lo yotzame anekev, nor does it pop out the pop out the hole. V'yadua shelo nikiv krum shamoach, because the brain is not, I guess, not solid, and if you push really hard, it has to come out. Therefore, you know that the membrane wasn't punctured. V'kshera, then it's kosher. V'yatza treifa, but if it shakes or it comes out, so then that's considered treifa. Because you know the membrane was cut, was punctured. Hagava, not in bekim bedikas atreifus. In general, the Ramah says we don't know these bedikas from the time of Gemara. We don't know we don't know these specific bedikas. This is a bedika that Gemara said, and we don't really understand them. We're not bekim in them. As a general sheet of the Ramah, lechen yish lahatrif nikiv etzem nagulgolus. Any hole in the skull, b'chol shehu ba'oiv, b'chol shehu ba'oiv. Feel the of the yavasha, even by a chicken, any small hole, we trafe. Lamed aleph. This is where now we come on the puncturing of the membranes. Hamoach yesho shtei krumim, zel zel. There's two membranes, one on top of the other. Nikiv atachtoin, the bottom, nikav nekev befulish, a puncture all the way straight through to the brain. It doesn't have to be sticking into the brain, but just it's punctured. You see it's punctured. Trefa, that's trafe. But if the thicker upper membrane is pierced, levadoi ksheira. Hagav yesh batrifin gamkim nikiv elyon bilvad. There are rishonim, the Bahag even, the Bahag who holds that even if it's punctured, it's also treif hachinog. Yilo b'malkim hesed meruba. Yeah, nowadays hesed meruba there usually isn't. There is an interesting. Hefsim Meruba, the Adafraim, he brings a different klalim of Hadapaskin, so he says that Hefsim Meruba is either a sixth, or by an ani, it could be anything. It used to be in Europe that they would check the animal, come to the Rav, and all the, he knew Hilchos Treifos back and forth. He had to find a way to be matter. Here, this guy has no food, and he just checked his animal. He's going to starve. So you got to find a heter over here to be matter. Nowadays, just give it to the goy. It's not such a big deal. Beis hamoach atzvot shenirka. That was a long sit, and we'll stop here.